Welcome to the Milestones Motivation and Money Podcast, hosted by Angel Radcliffe. Tune in as we discuss finances, success stories, and inspiring vibes that will help nurture growth.
Ziki, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I am excited to have you on and have you here to discuss digital PR and how businesses can get it. And I don't understand what digital PR is, so I'm sure we'll get into that. But tell us more about you and how you got into the field that you're in.
I was always into technology. My father, when I was 1 year old, graduated with his computer science degree from Cal State Dominguez. And when he got his computer science degree, we, as a household, we all had computers. We all were using software. If there was a learning issue with spelling, math, my dad would either write some software or buy us some software. That's the type of household we were in. And as I grew up through school, he encouraged me to go to MIT, and then I graduated from the Institute and worked at Raytheon, and it was there that I became a web applications developer. And during that time, early 2000s, Google became a thing. And when I built my first website as an undergrad at MIT, it was a game changer. I just grew up with computers.
And when you say PR, I'm assuming you mean public relations?
Yes, digital PR is really important because the websites that like get the most traffic online are your news websites. News is what is always changing, but the sites that the news is on does not change. So you have a higher percentage of repeat visitors. And because these websites are very popular and get repeat visitors, they're a goldmine for links for businesses that are looking to get onto Google Page One.
Okay. Now, when I think public relations, I'm thinking a press release, a news conference. So when you say digital PR, how does that differ from traditional methods?
So traditional methods is all about the buzz. It's like the mentions. But with digital PR, it's all about the links. It's about the anchor text. It's about getting high value websites to link to your website so that you get that authority and send those signals to Google's algorithm to push you up in the search results.
So SEO, would that be and you have to forgive me because I'm not in this particular arena, but I'm assuming that this is relation to SEO.
Absolutely. So search engine optimization is very important, and digital PR is a very effective link building strategy. Not a lot of SEOs do it, and not a lot of publicists do digital PR, but at the SEO Queen, we do both. And this is when I was thinking, when I was challenged on putting together an SEO program that was really effective and is a game changer for businesses, the thing that really was intuitively obvious to me was digital PR, because when you as a brand, you as a thought leader, get links to your website, like your Business Insider, you're rolling out your Black Enterprise, Wall Street Journal, the list goes on, you're building up your authority in the marketplace, both from a SEO standpoint and also in the marketplace.
So for someone like myself, who may be new to learning about this, what do you think the quickest way for a business owner to expand their SEO or digital PR?
The first thing you want to do is you want to understand that whenever you're getting mentioned on anyone else's website, you always want them to link to your website. They can mention you, but you want that link to be a hyperlink where people can always click through. So remember, you need clicks to your site. That's the first thing. When you're communicating and getting posts, like I always, when people publish something I've written, I always go back and make sure that the link to my site is hot and that you can click it and go to my site. That's the first thing. Second thing is, you want to connect with the expert like me. But seriously, like when you're talking about backlinks is simply a link from another website going to yours. And this is very important because there's over 200 factors that Google is looking at in order to rank a website. And in order for your website to really get favored in the algorithm and move closer to Google Page One, you need to, number one, use the keywords and the content and code of your site that your ideal prospects and customers use to describe your services and are using on Google to find you. And then second, you want to make sure that high value websites like your Business Insider, CNN, just new sites are linking to you. And then this will help your website get more visibility online.
So the SEO is a key component to the digital PR strategy. And Absolutely. I'm trying to just understand what a successful campaign looks like, a successful digital PR campaign. Can you give us a view of that?
Absolutely. A successful digital PR campaign is multidimensional. So you have your web results, you have your news results, you have your video results, and you have your image results. Now, when you take your keywords and you implement them on those different platforms within Google, you'll start to get a synergy that'll feed into each other like a flywheel. So with your keywords, you first want to implement that into the content and code and then of your website. And then you also want to use one of those key phrases in a press release. And you want to distribute that press release in such a way where you're able to get onto Google Page One for news results. And then you want to get a media placement on the same topic, a similar topic. And so by pitching different media outlets, if you can get mentioned in an article about that same topic, that can also help. So that's what a successful campaign looks like.
Thank you so much for sharing. And I know when most people are thinking about the marketing or PR for their business, some people think they don't need it, or they feel as though it's expensive. They don't want to invest in it. Or one thing I've heard is I'm not ready to take that next step. Like my business is new or my product is new. Can you share like any other misconceptions that you've heard about digital PR and how businesses can overcome those?
I think a common misconception is that the seeds that you plant in your marketing are going to yield a viral amount of fruit right away. And just like when you plant a seed in the ground, it takes time, it takes nurturing for that seed to grow. The same thing with marketing. When people build up an email list, only about 3 to 6% of that list is ever ready to buy at a given time. And the same goes out in the marketplace. It's really imperative for business owners to really understand that waiting until you have enough headroom in your capacity to absorb additional business, you're going to need that business before you'll be upside down in terms of your cash flow if you wait. Marketing is that investment that you have to make constantly because the marketplace is always shifting. And the seeds you plant today, you're not sure how fast they'll mature. And so that's one mistake I see people making is that they want to live off of referrals and they don't market. When you look at companies, Amazon, when you look at companies, McDonald's, they're always advertising. Amazon, they run commercials, but you also see how their trucks are branded. And these companies are successful for a reason. Because they brand themselves, they're consistent, they're out there in the marketplace, and you cannot not market thinking, oh, if I market a little bit, I'm gonna be overwhelmed with customers. No, it takes time to be overnight success.
That's a great point. And you mentioned something that I often hear when I'm on social media, I hear consistency. You have to be consistent. And speaking of social media, I know that's a part of marketing. How can businesses leverage social media as a part of their digital PR strategy?
Social media can be leveraged when you do get those placements in the national media. You share those links in Facebook groups, pin it on Pinterest, share it on your personal Facebook page, share it on LinkedIn, share it on your company's LinkedIn page. There's so many ways you can share that content, and you can ask friends to share the content as well. This is how you can leverage those placements, those digital PR placements, because those social signals are powerful and help to propel your website forward.
Okay, social signals. And of course, when I think about that, I'm also thinking about content creation. And I know some people don't want to take the time and do that. I know I'm one of those people. I am not trying to do a TikTok and reels. For me, it's time consuming. So I can imagine like someone else who is just totally against it. But can you share why that content creation can help businesses create some sort of compelling content and how that plays along with digital PR as well?
Creating content is so important. And when you have videos that you've created on your YouTube, you can implement those videos into your press releases. And sometimes they can even be implemented on the stories that are shared about you. This content is valuable. It's part of your brand. And it's social media is your organic branding. Just like Amazon has a truck, and this just dawned on me clear as day. I was looking at an Amazon Prime truck, and it had the bluish gray with the little smile arrow. And I was like, wow, they literally, even when the trucks are out delivering, they're advertising the company so people will think Amazon Prime on the top of the mind. And so that's your social media, your organic social media is your Amazon Prime truck. Everybody's out and about on social media, and that's where you as a brand can really shine. And these are opportunities that you have every day to put your content out there. And now with AI and ChatGPT and other platforms, you can use AI to help you edit content faster than ever.
Oh, definitely. I've been playing around with AI for a while now. I love it. Mm-hmm. And something you said that I really like, the analogy, your social media is like your Amazon truck. And of course, everyone knows about Amazon. Everyone can recognize their brand. I think that's a really good point to call out. And I want to focus on something else, because we talked about how some people may not want to take the time to create their content. And I know you can use AI to do a lot of these things now. I've seen something on Instagram. I think there's like an automation where you can have your quotes automatically sent to Canva or whatever other tools.
Oh, yeah.
And have your post created. But I know a lot of companies that have products, they're using influencers to help get their products out there. Can you provide some tips for businesses on how they can build a relationship with an influencer?
The main thing, whether you're selling something or trying to build relationships with influencers, you're talking to people. So when I was working with this hair brand many years ago, I was the VP of marketing, and we dealt with a lot of influencers, and some of which I'm still in contact with to this day. Basically, the way we formed those relationships is that we interacted with them, we spoke to them, we just offered them opportunities when opportunities, collaborated with them. So I know a lot of people, they send out these DMs on Instagram, and they're like, oh, we saw your Instagram, we want you to be an ambassador. And they're like, oh, we need you to purchase this product, and we'll ship it to you at a cheap price and all this other stuff. I think that's disingenuous to really connect with influencers. You really need to look at who's in your local market, meet people face to face, and really build those relationships. That's how I've been able to get influencers excited about the brands that I've worked with in that way.
One thing that really bothers me is when those brands reach out on social media and they want you to promote their product, but they want you to pay them first. And it's, wait a minute, you want me to talk about your product, but you want me to buy it first.
I think it's a sales tactic. That's what I think it is.
Of course.
Like, oh. They're like, somebody who doesn't understand the influencer game, you'll fall for it every time if you're brand new. You spend the time building up your audience. You're not going to just hand it off to somebody and pay somebody. Are you serious?
Yes, that is definitely true. But I've seen it all. I've seen, sometimes I don't even know if they're real. You get the inbox messages on Instagram and they're like, hey, they'll say, reach out to this account and let them know that we reached out to you. And I'm like, what is this? An online Ponzi scheme?
I hate to say it, and my company is the SEO queen, and our company does live online. However, I show my face. I pick up the phone. You can reach me. You can talk to my team. We are real human beings over here, and that the human touch is so important, especially when you're talking about influencer marketing. That's why I say start with people who are in your local market, people who are geographically close to you, and build out from there. You can go to conferences. Another way to get influencers is if there's an influencer that you're really interested in promoting your brand, meet them at the conference that they're going to be at. If you're really interested in meeting them, go where they are, buy that plane ticket, buy that hotel room, and meet that person face to face. And you, more often than not, you can probably make a deal face to face rather than trying to slide in someone's DM.
Those are really great tips. So being present and showing up and actually speaking to someone face to face, and it may even encourage someone to follow that same path. And Z, you've shared some really great insights, and we've talked about what businesses should be doing and what this digital PR strategy is. What I would like to know now, or if you can share some of the challenges that businesses may have in creating a digital PR strategy. I don't know, maybe the first thing that comes to mind for me is like someone who's not even online, but what challenges have you seen in this field?
One of the challenges that I see when it comes to digital PR is the media landscape is shifting constantly. So you have a lot of these publications and they have their staff writers and then they have their freelance writers. And so sometimes it's if you're talking to freelance writers, it's tough to get placements. And building relationships with the right decision makers, that's definitely a challenge. But I think that's one of the biggest concerns that I see with the digital PR landscape right now, because there's a lot of consolidation happening, a lot of a downsizing happening. And so it's really important to have your eye on a multitude of media outlets. You can't just depend on just one outlet, and also develop your own. The SEO Queen, we have two magazines. We have the Algorithm magazine that is going to be coming out this month. And then we have another brand that's out there in the marketplace that we are in the process of putting out as well.
Congratulations. It sounds like you are definitely in the midst of building something really big. And from what I've seen online and on YouTube, it sounds like you're helping a multitude of people with their business. So I can definitely see so much more coming from what you're doing.
I really think for digital PR, the game changer is really like for a brand to get on other platforms, but also building your own platform as well.
So Z, how can businesses stay up to date with the latest digital PR trends? Is that something that you provide to your customers or even to your followers? Or is there some sort of guide that they can go to?
So this is something that I'm working on being better at, sharing my thought leadership, but I have named it the Quantum SEO Method. If you go to the Quantum SEO Method, I have some information on there, but this is something that I'll be blogging about in more detail as the year progresses.
So much of this was like so above my head, but I know that there's so many listeners who are taking notes and definitely maybe looking to implement their digital PR strategies. I would like to extend my sincerest gratitude for you joining us on the show and sharing your expertise and insights. It sounds like this topic is something you are truly passionate about, and you have definitely enriched us in the conversation. Thank you so much for being on the show. I know we are running out of time. And again, where can our listeners find you online?
They can find us online on all social media networks at The SEO Queen and our website at seoqueen.com.
Thank you so much. And I'll put those links in the show notes. Now, for someone who may be listening, who is looking to improve their digital PR, what actionable tips can you share with them to get started today?
Yes, you need to have a professional headshot. Your website needs to have strong branding. You need to know who you serve and why. And you need to have a good idea about how your product is relevant to the different seasons. So those four things will get you started in the right direction.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected with Angel online on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Miss RMBA. That's MISSRMBA. Be sure to subscribe and review. Join us next time as we continue to empower you through milestones, motivation, and money.